So it's such a joy to see everyone, all your beautiful faces this morning. We've been on a remarkable and provocative journey these past few weeks as we explore our confrontation with racism. Our two source books were carefully chosen as bookends as to how we, people of faith, can do the work most effectively. We're learning how to make change in our broken society, but we first must make changes within ourselves. When we can come from a contemplative spiritual stance, our work for social justice will be more authentic and born of love. It truly reflects what Richard Rohr says, that we must have action born of contemplation, which brings us to our speaker today. It's great joy that I'm here to introduce our speaker. Over the past few weeks, we've explored pervasive systems of racism and inequality in our country, from a variety of perspectives and experiences. Our speaker today is no exception, as he offers a perspective of how one person can courageously confront this often hidden but pervasive condition in one of our local communities. My first encounter with Pastor Chris Brown was a number of years ago at our traditional interfaith Thanksgiving service up at St. Mark's in the Valley. At that time, he was a very young pastor. He still is. He was fresh out of seminary in his first church assignment. But hearing him speak to the injustice of religious intolerance and his literal embrace of our local Muslim imam gave me a glimpse into his rare depth of compassion and inclusiveness. His willingness to listen and try to understand was further evident with our next foray into our mutual foray into trying to bring community members together of political opposition and allegiances for conversation after the 2016 election in what we called our non-dual approach to understanding. Well, our success was somewhat limited at that time, but it set the stage for his extraordinary and courageous work in the community this past summer of discontent and the awakening of systemic racism so prevalent yet denied in our little conservative community in the San Ynez Valley. He, along with Reverend Father Randall Day, became the voices of courage to speak truth about racial injustice, grounded in compassion to this community that is most often preferred to stay asleep. He has become a beacon of hope and justice in the face of sometimes great pushback, and I know personal pain for speaking out. For me, he is a role model for how we as white people can look inside ourselves and find our voice to stand in the face of oppression and racism. Pastor Chris is a Southern California native growing up in the suburbs of Los Angeles. He moved to Chicago to earn his master's degree in divinity at the Lutheran School of Theology, graduating in 2014. He and his wife moved to Chicago from Chicago to Solvang when he was called as a new pastor of Bethania Church. Pastor Chris loves the roots of Bethania and the Danish heritage that this church carries with us. He also has a passion for reaching out to the unchurched and postmodern folks to try to create spaces that are more authentic in their spiritual experiences. With his passion for ministry, commitment to social justice, and emphasis on community, the religious traditions that continue to live on are able to meet with a journey forward into a world that is seeking new meaning in what it is to be the church today. And so I'd like to send us off with a quote from Howard Thurman to get us started. The movement of the Spirit of God in the hearts of men and women often calls them to act against the spirit of their times or causes them to anticipate a spirit which is yet in the making. In a moment of dedication, they are given wisdom and courage to dare a deed that challenges, to kindle a hope that inspires. And with that, I would like to introduce you to my friend and mentor, Pastor Chris Brown.